Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus from Mars Hanemir and Baschana. And even if Ben Margalit Sarah, they should have Rufu Shlem of Vesach Shach Ole Yisrael. We're going to be learning a tshuva in the Sefer Yabia Omer, Chelek Tes, Yaredeya Simen Vav. Rav Adier is asked about hotels that have a kashrus certificate from the Rabbanut. And every day the Mashgiach Kashrus comes in and lights the fire. And the guy, the Arab, the cook, puts the food on the fire and cooks them. Is it mutter to eat there, or is there a problem of bishul akum, of the cooking of goyim, the ran? In the second parak of Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph writes that the Rishonim agree that even though in the din of pas akum, if the Jewish person lit the fire, lit the oven, and the goy cooked the bread is mutter. That's when it comes to pas akum. If the Jew lit the fire, it's enough. But when it comes to cooking, betafshil, the Jewish person, the Yisrael has to put the food on the fire. Lighting the fire is not enough. By bread, lighting the fire is enough. By cooking, lighting the fire is not enough to be matir bishul akum. Sorry, it's the Rashbam, the Torah Sabayis, and the Rifosh, and all the Mefarshim, Sotra Rabbeinu Yonah, the Geras HaTshuva, the Ravon, Avodah Zarah, Simen Shin Gimel, and the Mordechai in the second parak of Avodah Zarah write that lighting the fire by a Jew is enough with respect to Bishul Akum. And so writes in the Sefer Isser V'Heter in the name of the Maharam and the Tosus and the Rabbeinu Peretz Bagos HaSmak and the Kolbo and the Agur in the name of the Maharil and the Trumas Hadesh and Bagos Shari Dura. Maran in the Shulchan Aruch Simon Kufyud Gimel Siv Zayin writes Ein Hesek Atunur Mo'el Ela Papas So the Mechaber Paskins, like the first opinion that we saw, that in order to be Matur Bishul Akum, the Jew has to actually put the food on the fire, and it's not enough for him to light it. However, the Ramah is Meir on the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, Yesh Chokim Ve'omrim, that it's enough if a Jew lights the fire or stokes the coals. That's the minug in Medinos Ashkenaz. However, the Sfardim were makabel hora'ot maran of the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore a Jew has to actually put the food on the fire. So Paskins the Prichadosh, Rabbi David Pardo and Mizmol David, Shas Chuvs Kol Eliyo, Shas Chuvs Yomer Yitzchak, Misgeres Shulchan, Zivchei Tzedek, Rav Pe'olim, Tvuas Shemesh, and Rav Avadia was very stark that Sfardim have to make sure not to eat food that was cooked by a goy, even if the Jew lit the fire. The Jew has actually put the food on the fire. However, the problem is that the Ashkenazi rabbis, including the Badat of the Eid HaRedis, give a hechsher to restaurants when the goyish, the Arab cook, puts the food on the fire, and the Jew only lights the fire. In other words, they're somech on the Ramah. But what are they doing? Says Chacham Ovadia. Many of the tourists eating in these hotels are Sfardi. And it's not fair to make Sfardim eat food that's not kosher. How can you give a hechsher to a place that, according to Sfardim, isn't kosher? It's Bishul Akum. They're Machshil, the Sfardim in Dvar Yisr. The Chida writes in Sefer Dvarim Ahadim, Chavav Amud Bet, that a Sfardi who's maker like the Ramah against Maran, against the Shulchan Aruch, has to have tshuva and kapara, so it's Reb Chaim Pelagi. Sefer Pesach Dvir, Ner Mitzvah, other Achronim. So Rav Adi here is a famous Kula. He also writes this in the Echav Adas, a Kula where he wants to be Malamit Tzchus on those who are Somech on these Kashrus certificates. Because Tosin Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph writes that if the cooking is done in the house of a Jew, then it is Mutar. Even though Rabbeinu Tam argues with that, but there's a Shita in Tosfos that if the cooking is done in the house of the Jew, Bishul Akum is Mutter, completely cooked by a goy, but since it's in the house of the Jew. Why? Because what's the reason you're not allowed to have Bishul Akum, something cooked by a goy? Either because of chasnus, you might end up marrying with them, it's going to ring kirva, or yachilenu dvarim tameim, he's going to cook something on kosher. But these reasons wouldn't apply. If it's in your house, it's in your on your territory, on your turf, so that's not going to bring to the closeness, and that's not going to bring to Dvarim Tumeim, to your house. You can watch, you can see what's being brought in, you're the one who brings in the food. So it's only care of das if the guy is doing it in his house, but not in your house. Not only that, there's another svara lekula, and that is that if he's a sachir, because some poskim say that that has like a din of an eved and a shivcha that are required to us, and we could be mekel and bishule goyim, like the Rashba writes in his tshuvas, that Yeshua was saying, "Tzidul hatir bishule avodim shvachas shalano," our servants, our helpers, our maids can cook for us. Because of chasnas, there's no chasnas. Chasnas is when someone does it, you're gonna, he brings kirva, brings closeness when he's doing it out of Avos Yisrael. These people are being paid. Rashba says, "Ein advar mechuvarim b'enei, I'm not makabel." We're even with the Eved, we pass all such food. The Sefer Orchas Chaim writes that the Ramban and the Chuv was matir b'shulei avodim b'shvachos haknuyim lanu, since they're musar min haTorah, not to do melacha on Shabbos, they're not included in other goyim, they're not included in the Gzeres Chazal. The Ra'ar writes that even though adas not to ledvarov, but baal nefesh should still be machmir, the Rashba asks by the Eved. The Ra'ah and the Bet Kabayis says Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Ramanoch Hitir Bazeh Shekem and Shalsim Derech Kfiya Lo Shach Kir Das B'Bishulem. Since they're doing it Derech Kfiya, they have to be doing it. They're being hired. There's going to be no Kir of Das. And the Ramban saw this and he said that even though it's not Roy Lasses Kain Lechatchila B'Diyavid it's Mutter. The Ritva writes in Avodah Zarah Lamed Chesed Ravadi was a Baki Noi Ravatsum. The Ritva writes in Avodah Zarah Lamed Chesed and Aleph that Rabbi Vikidolim, Bitsarfos, Nahagu, Lahaka, Bavodim, Shvachos, Shalon of Roylachim. It's good to be Machmir, but there are many people who are Meikel. The Beis Yosef brings down these various Shitas, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that there are those who are Matir with our maidservants, others Asir even B'dieved. The Ramah writes, U'B'dieved Yesh Lismoch Ala Matirim. So, b'di'evad you can be somech, and even lechatchila noagam lahagel bebeis Yisrael shehashvachos mevashlos bebeis Yisrael ki yefshe shlo yechter ma'at echad me'abayis. He says even lechatchila you can be mekel if it's the house of the Jew. Why? Because it's impossible the Jew's not going to stoke the coals a little bit. The Shach writes from the Ramah, it seems that even shvachos that are hired by us, you could be mekel, even though they're allowed to do work on Shabbos. They're not knuyos lanu, but still, you could be mekel because they're in the house of the Jew, and you're going to stoke the coals a little bit. So they're also working for you. There's no inyan of kirva, so mela. There's room to be mekel, but the avid. So I'm skipping a little bit in the tshuva. It brings more Mara Makomos. Brings the Stei Chemed, the name of Rabbi Gon Rabbi Avram, Matisyahu Chalfon, Shelefi Divrei Hashach, Sheish Matirin Gamba Polam and Iskarim, Lav Dafka Avodim Akanuim, Vafilu Belo Chidu Shel Yisrael. Chaynog was Menul Hok Divrei Minig Zeh Alachol. That if they're hired by us, we could be Mekel. Nishal Satshuvas Vayavarech David. But it's still a suffix, so you can be mitzarif it to another suffix. So b'ni don't be done in our case. So we have a few tseruf from Lakula. First of all, the fire was lit by a Jew. Like, so the Ramah's already mekel on that. Also, it was done in a hotel owned by a Jew. So it's like a Jew's house. And also, the person cooking is being paid. So we have a few sfeikas lahaka. Maybe the lahaka is like the poskim. Whoa, that it's enough for a Jew to light the fire. If you say that it's not enough for a Jew to light the fire, maybe it's enough if it's in the house of the Jew. Because no chash dvarim tumeim in chasnas. And also, maybe if the goy is hired by us, it's mutter. And the shoot chai, Rav Pealim. He's matir bebishul mesherus goyos hamuskaros lanu. Afilu belotzer for sakashay Yisrael. He's matir just a goyish maid. Ain limchos benogim lahakel. This is against Maran. So he said, usually the Rav Avadya goes very stark with Maran. But he said, we're making a sfeik alahakal against Maran. We have a few sfeiks, we have three sfeikas here. So even though Maran doesn't paskin like them, but we could still be somich on them. Even he brings down from the Pnei Yitzchak, even if it's in Isser Torah. Ulefi zeh, we're skipping in the tshuva to Oshei. Halimut zchus shekasavnu b'zeh yasitu shelo timot. This is a pillar that's not going to fall, this limut zchus. Ki afil lo ye'el esafik. We're dealing with the derabbanan, so you can be mekel when you have a double suffix against the Shulchan Aruch. Aye, what about the Shemeshu Magen of Mashash, who's Rav of Yerushalayim, good friend of Rav Ovadia, and his Shemeshu Magen Chelik Beis Yerodeh Simen Yer Aleph. He brings this kula of Rav Ovadia, and he says it's not true. He says, you can't make a sfeik against Maran when both suffixes are against Maran. Only if one suffix is against Maran. However, he says, Rav Ovadia says, look at all the poskim I brought. I brought a whole slew of poskim that even if both sfeikas are against Maran, you can follow them, and here it's a derabbanan. So you could even be more makel. Brings down his friend Rabbi Ben Sion Abishol Zechat Tzadik Levarach on the world at Sion Chelik Beis Yomad Yud Beis, who says that how can you be mitzarif this suffix of the Hadlaka Sei Shali De Yisrael? Maran doesn't rejects that. It's only the Ramah. So Ravadi says, what, we're just going to ignore all the Ashkenazi poskim? That's one suffix we're mitzarif lahakel. It's not alone, but it joins with the other suffixes. So Meil Avein Limchos Mishinoi Lahakel Sheish Lo Mal Lismoch. So Sfardi Turis in Eretz Yisrael. You could be sonach on the nice Ashkenazi kashrus certification that they have, and yochel anavim yisbo, and we should be sochem it's Hashem that karav mamish to be as Mashiach tzidkenu v'mehera v'yameinu amen v'yamein shalom shalom sweetest friends.